You're listening to Jerry Agar.
Mayoral candidate Anthony Fury on a press conference today took up one of the issues that I think is a real problem in the city of Toronto and a growing problem. And yes, I have made it clear that I'm going to vote for Anthony Fury. But I think even if you would never vote for Anthony Fury, you have another candidate in mind. This is an incredibly important issue. And you would want to know that your other candidate has a plan to do something about it. And it's just the devastation that some communities within the city of Toronto feel they are dealing with the drug problem and the attraction that so-called safe injection sites are for that devastation. Here's a little bit of what Anthony Fury had to say this morning.
Everyone across the city is seeing what's going on here when it comes to the urban decay we're experiencing, and people have had enough. We want to help people who are dealing with the drug crisis, the homelessness crisis, but we can't normalize a situation where our children are being verbally harassed for no reason, just because we've allowed this drug crisis to get so out of control.
He has a compelling video that starts off, you know, this is not Vancouver, it's not San Francisco, it's not Chicago, whatever cities they mention. This is here in Toronto, and it just, those scenes are of an urban hellscape, the kinds of things that people like to point to when they criticize the failures of the United States. Well, it's happening right here in Toronto, and you can see that video if you're interested. It's not fun to watch, but you can see it at Anthony Fury's webpage. Just go to Anthony Fury for Mayor on Google. You'll find it. And it's there under one of the sections in his webpage. But he made this announcement this morning and released that video in front of a Kensington Market school that has faced hardships due to the drug crisis playing out in our streets. And that is Westside Montessori School on Bellevue Avenue. And the owner-operator is Liz Bovey, who joins me now. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Was that video makes, look, if I lived somewhere else and saw that video, I'd think, oh my God, I'd never go to Toronto. And it's clear that that's not every area in Toronto, but is Kensington Market turning into a place I don't want to go to?
Well, it's a place I do want to go to. However, it has shifted greatly. Westside has been here in Kensington for nearly 10 years, and we have seen so much change, particularly since the pandemic. It's truly shocking what our children, families, and my team here are facing day in and day out.
But I'm told that actually some of your families and your children are verbally, maybe even physically accosted sometimes by the druggies on the streets, so to speak.
We have had, as you're probably aware, there is an encampment at the Church of College in Bellevue in the Anglican Church there, and encampment members, yes, have verbally threatened, sworn at our children as 2 years old on their way to school as their parents are dropping them off. They've been called names, they've been sworn at. Just on Friday, one of my staffers, after calling 911 to deal with a very troubled and disruptive person, we were waiting for the police to arrive. She ran across the street to the fire station. Thank goodness they are there. And she was physically chased by one of the encampment dwellers and yelled at on her way to seek help.
So can't a Montessori school and a church get along?
We have for years. We had a wonderful relationship. And honestly, I want nothing more than for those people to be safely housed. I understand and believe that those at the church are doing what they feel to be right for these people. This is not a safe situation. The video was released recently. One of the encampment members keeps a metal pipe in his tent for his own protection. So clearly, they don't feel safe in the encampment.
I'm talking to Liz Bovey, owner and operator of Westside Montessori School on Bellevue Avenue. So you have that encampment. How far away is your school from the safe injection site?
The safe injection site is on Augusta, so it is just behind. We share a laneway with that building, the St. Stephen's St. Injection site. And you know, I know that we may disagree on safe injection sites. We're not here to talk about that. The needles that are being injected are not being injected in the safe injection site. You know, there are those constantly found on the property of the encampment. Just Monday morning, we had to call 311 because of large needles.
Okay, I'm having a problem with your phone. You had to call 911 because of what?
Because of a large amount of needles that were on the encampment site just before school started.
So what happens when you call 911 in that circumstance?
That was a 311 call. So 311, thankfully, was it because we are a child care center and a school, they were, you know, they prioritize our calls if the children's safety is put at risk. We needed it cleaned up before the children arrived on site. They did arrive just after 8 a.m. But all that to say, there's a safe injection site just behind us, and clearly, you know, drugs are being injected at the corner.
Well, this video that Anthony Fury just released this morning, and it's up on his webpage, there's also video of one individual just sitting on the sidewalk smoking crack, and there were scenes there of clearly where people have sat in a folding chair or something and done drugs just right out in the open. Is that like a cherry-picked kind of thing for Anthony Fury's video, or is that the kind of thing you experience?
No, we experience it day in and day out, and it's interesting that you bring that up, because while I was speaking with Mr. Fury this morning, a few parents popped by in support of my conversation and just wanting to be close by, and shared that right now, while I was speaking with him, people were smoking crack at the corner. So it's what our children, and it's not just the children at Westside. We have a daycare beside us. There are two public schools very close by. There are hundreds upon hundreds of children that attend school and daycare in this neighborhood, and they're all faced with the same trouble.
Have any of these parents said to you, I want your business to do well, you've been there for 10 years, but have any of them said, I'm going to have to find another place to go, this neighborhood is hell?
Yes, we do have a family moving on. We've also had the situation where I've had tours scheduled. Folks will circle the block and then let me know that they're going to go to an alternate school. Yes. But my concern above everything is the children's safety. Yes, I am a business owner, absolutely. But the children's safety is my top priority, and that's why I'm having this conversation with you.
What do other business people around say?
I have spoken to some local business owners. They're definitely feeling the impact of it. You know, Kensington Market has changed greatly. There's a drugstore just near the corner that is struggling. You know, they're having to deal with all sorts of different things. There's a coffee shop not too far away that's dealing with challenges as a result too. So we're not the only ones struggling here.
Would King of Kensington be helpful if we could bring him back?
Maybe so. It's a little bit before my time, but maybe so.
Yeah, I just outed how old I am, I guess. Kids will have to look that up, but at least you knew what I was talking about.
I did.
Yeah, but, you know, partly because of that show, I think, that Canadians, even if they had that antipathy toward Toronto that Canadians like to have if they don't live in the city, they thought, well, maybe that's kind of cool. Like, if I went to Toronto, maybe I'd want to go to Kensington Market. They might be shocked.
Mm-hmm. People would be. People who haven't visited the city in a few years would definitely be shocked. You know, we used to keep our playground open. We have a beautiful natural playground here. We used to keep it open so that the neighborhood children could enjoy it in the off hours. They'd come in the evenings, play basketball. They'd come on the weekends. We had to stop doing that in the last couple of years just because of the hazards that we were finding within our own space. So to keep our community safe, we've had to lock out others, which is really unfortunate.
Well, clearly something needs to be done, and I think it's a change in attitude because the people who have been running the city seem to think that these so-called safe injection sites and people who sent up these encampments, I don't think that they are caring to solve problems for either the addicted or for you. So I hope we can get some change. Liz Bovee owns Westside Montessori School on Bellevue. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is the iHeartRadio Talk Network.